Coming up on the British TV watch list.
The prospect of death is great for focus and clarity. In pleading with Bonnie to stay, he's finally honest with himself. He says, "I don't know how to be with you. I don't know how to be with anyone."
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Aloha from beautiful Hawaii, the home of delicious limu poke, Hanalei Bay on Kauai, and Bishop Museum. Hi there, it's Michael T, and today we're diving into the emotional chaos of Grantchester's most complicated clergyman, Will Davenport, portrayed excellently by Tom Brittany. Picture it, a buzzing jazz club. Music's playing, people listening, drinking and milling about. Will slips away with Maya, the woman who tempts him to question the vows that he holds, albeit loosely. Later, he's in the confessional, voice shaking. "I felt as if I was betraying my calling." That moment, it's not just guilt, it's a full-blown identity crisis. Desire and duty are wearing the same clothes, and Will's not sure which one he's supposed to follow. So today, we're unpacking the trauma, theology, and romantic mess that make Will Davenport one of the most fascinating characters on British TV. If you've been watching since Sydney Chambers' brooding sermons, you know Will arrived with a clean-cut theology and a reputation that looked bulletproof. Sundays are all about sin and redemption. Mondays, self-doubt and soul-searching. Am I fit to guide others if I can't even guide myself? That's the question that haunts him. The parish wants a vicar who's calm, collected, and morally spotless. But behind closed doors, Will's life is a storm of longing and guilt. So here's the big question. What happens when a man whose job is to preach self-denial starts wrestling with desires he can't ignore? Let's rewind to where it all started, at home. Will's relationship with love and intimacy was broken before it even had a chance. At 16, his father took him to Biarritz. Sounds lovely, right? But then came the twist. His dad paid for a prostitute, for himself and for Will. What was supposed to be some twisted rite of passage ended up teaching Will that sex equals shame, not connection. No wonder he spent most of his adult life trying to keep desire at arm's length. Later, Will says, "I believed love could save me only to learn that it could wound me worse than any sermon." That line, that's the foundation of his entire emotional blueprint. Celibacy wasn't just about faith, it was about protection. Every time he gets close to someone, that memory flares up like a warning light. Desire can destroy you. And this isn't just personal, it's cultural. In post-war England, especially in a small parish like Grantchester, every smile, every late-night walk, every glance is judged. Technically, Anglican clergy can marry. Article 32 of the 39 Articles says so. But in practice, one wrong move and the gossip spreads faster than jam at a Sunday tea. When Will starts seeing Ellie Harding, played by Lauren Carse, he encounters a bold journalist who doesn't care about church rank, and the tension is instant. She challenges him. She doesn't want saving. She wants honesty. And Will? He's drawn to her like a moth to a flame. Ellie forces him to see that holding back love can hurt just as much as giving in. But every step toward her feels like stepping on a landmine of guilt. Then comes Maya Wallace, played by Elora Torchia. She's engaged to DCI Elliot Wallace, but when she walks into Will's world, it's like jazz music in a quiet church. The chemistry is instant. Secret meetings, stolen moments at the vicarage, and only Geordie suspects anything. Will thinks this might be the real deal, even though she's already spoken for. And finally, there's Bonnie Evans, played by Charlotte Ritchie. There's something there between Will and Bonnie. He knows it. She wants it. When she's about to leave, Will chases after her, even in the battered state that he's in. The prospect of death is great for focus and clarity. In pleading with Bonnie to stay, he's finally honest with himself. He says, "I don't know how to be with you. I don't know how to be with anyone. I don't even know what a good relationship looks like. But I want to try if you let me." This self-realization is even bigger than when he says, "I love you," just a few seconds later. It's a great scene from the final episode of season 7. Hey, let me ask you a question. What's even more cozy than a cozy British TV mystery? It's got to be your bedroom and bath, right? Should be the most comfortable rooms in your house. I'll tell you about our bath towels. We've got a set. We're using them right now, actually. They're kind of a tan and off-white color, like a pattern, and they're small. And so I have a hard time rubbing this sandpaper-like towel across my back and trying to dry myself because it's too small. And now, after more than 10 years, it's too rough. If you're in that situation like I am, let me introduce you to CozyEarth.com. They've got bedding, they've got bath things, they've got clothing for your entire family. It's time for a new towel in our house. Maybe it's time for you in yours as well. CozyEarth.com. Now, right now, let me give you our promo code, and this helps us with a commission. You get to support the British TV watch list. And what's really in it for you is you get the best discount available at CozyEarth.com. How about 41% off? 41% off at CozyEarth.com. You get a new set of bath towels for you and your family. That code is BTVW1. The number one, BTVW, the number one. Apply that code. You'll get the best discount available at 41% off, and you get to help out the British TV watch list at the same time. Check it out at CozyEarth.com. A therapist might say that Will has a fearful, avoidant attachment style. He craves closeness, but panics the moment it arrives. Add in a theology that sees sexual relationships as either holy or sinful. There's no middle ground. And you've got a man stuck in emotional whiplash. After a night with Ellie, he preaches purity. After a fling with Maya, he runs to confession. It's a classic battle between the flesh and the spirit. It's a situation we've all faced from time to time. What we want versus what we should. Will often gives in to his human temptations. When he does succumb, I don't know about you, but I always feel a tinge of disappointment for Vicar Will. The way he practices his theology is far too liberal for my tastes. This is especially true in that scene at the train station with Bonnie when she says, "I'm not even sure I believe in God." And then Will says, "Oh, he doesn't mind. Neither do I." A strong Christian is always wary of being unequally yoked with a non-believer. So really, in marrying Bonnie, Reverend Will is probably making his life more complicated, not less. However, we feel good about this pairing because socially and emotionally, it's a strong relationship for him. Bonnie seems to be a nice, pleasant girl-next-door type, someone who's grounded in and by her family. Congratulations to the happy couple. That's our deep dive into Grantchester's most emotionally tangled vicar. Let me know your thoughts on Will Davenport. Do you think he should have run off with Maya, or is Bonnie the right girl for him? Leave a comment, like, and of course, subscribe. Before you go, shout out to our listeners in Tampa, Florida, Alameda, California, and believe it or not, we have our first listeners in England, in Kettering, Northamptonshire. Spread the word over there in the UK. And thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.